Putnam has been charged with wearing a mask in public. That's a felony in Virginia. You can wind up for a year in jail. Batman was nowhere to be seen. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Jefferson. Beautiful sunny day out there. somewhere. We're getting our little liquid sunshine for the North State, so we can, God is sprinkling us with gold, liquid gold out there. We just need to tap it and hold on to it, build reservoirs, and use it for our own consumption. But we're not able to do that right now. But when we have Jefferson, guess what? We will. This morning I'm in here with Terry and Bob. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Wynn. How you doing? But you look dapper this morning. You look fresh, like you had a good night's sleep.
Maybe I did. I don't know. Bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, I guess. Ready to go. How you doing, Bob?
Great, Wynn. How are you guys?
So far, so good. Okay, we're going to get off into some really good, fun stuff. And Terry's going to hit the ground running here and explain a lot of details of what's going to be happening. But before we get there, I want to remind everybody that we have a conference call tonight, our Jefferson conference call. And the number is 712-770-4114, and then the code, the password code is 307-268 hashtag or pound. And Mark Baird. I just drew a complete blank. Mark Baird is going to be on the call tonight, and he's going to explain where we are in the process and what we're doing with what Terry's going to be explaining in just a moment, so I'll let him explain that. But it's going to be answering a lot of good questions and very important questions so people truly understand the process. It gets a little jumbled. It gets a little weird at times, but it's the process we absolutely have to go through as far as with the court case that we're going to be suing for lack of representation and dilution of vote. So if you want to get onto that call tonight, and we do it the second and fourth Sunday of each month. And again, the number is 712-770-4114. And then the password is 307-268-pound. And if you get on your phone, the best way to do it is get on your phone, listen through the phone. And then if you want to get on your computer as well, go to soj51.net and go to the chat room. And then in there you hit chat and it'll bring you up to a to the chat room and just get registered into that. You can see what people are talking about in the chat room while you're listening to the conversation that's going on. And if you have questions, you can type it into the chat room, and the moderators will do their best to address those questions and get those answered. So it's a great way to get informed and understand the process and truly just know what's going on. So, Terry, your turn.
Yeah, I just want to remind everybody, tomorrow night, at the Eagle's Nest Church, that's Monday night at 3276 Pacelli Lane, we will be having our Jefferson meeting at 5:30 like we do every Monday night. We have a room for people who want to get their questions answered, new people to Jefferson, people who want to learn more about Jefferson. We call that the orientation room, and Chris and Wynn do a great job working with that. The rest of us go back to another room where we plan the different things we're doing, the strategies that we have, the fundraisers we're going to be doing, the things that we need to get out to people, all the action group. So that's something that happens tomorrow night at 5:30. Then at 6 o'clock, we have Stephen Jackson, and he's from the Institute on the Constitution. Wrote a book called Miracles Happen Once. Very good book, Miracles Only Happen Once. And he is going to be talking about constitutional conventions and things like that. So it's very interesting stuff that this guy's going to have, and that's tomorrow night. That'll start at 6 o'clock at 3276 Pacelli Lane, Eagle's Nest Church, and we hope to see you all there. So what we're going to talk about this morning is we're going to talk about Jefferson, we're going to talk about the court case, and we're going to talk about some clarification that we need to have on these two things. First of all, I'm going to start right off by saying Jefferson and the California citizens for Fair Representation are two different things. And those two different things are different, but one is the remedy for the other, and I will explain. You see, the thing is that we have standing here in the northern counties on something we want. And the standing is that we have one senator for every million people, and we have one assemblyman for every 500,000. So when we look back in history, we see that, when this state was founded in 1850, we had 10 counties, and we had a senator for it, and at least one assemblyman for each one. Now, the ratio of assembly to constituents at the time was one for every 2,500, and that stayed in effect for at least a decade, maybe more. Then in 1862, the state capped a California legislature at 40 state senators and 80 assemblymen. Now, at that time, there was probably maybe a half a million people in California. It stayed that way till 1879 when we did the Constitution of California. Then we fast forward to 1926 when Californians approved Proposition 28, and that was the California legislative reapportionment proposition. And that required the state legislature to divide the state into 40 senatorial and 80 assembly districts. And that would happen immediately after following every federal census. So as we move on from there, the measure also created a reapportionment commission that's composed of a lieutenant governor, attorney general, surveyor general, secretary of state, and the state superintendent of public instruction. The commission was tasked to making reapportionments if the legislature failed to act. So now, as we fast forward to the present day, we have approximately one state senator for every million people, and we have one assemblyman for every 500,000. Okay? So, and I'll give you a good example of that. You know, we all know that one state senator can't possibly represent a million people, and an assemblyman can't possibly represent 500,000. But we'll use Brian Dowley, who most of us are familiar with. You know, he is the assembly member for California's first district. Okay, now District 1, which is his assembly district, encompasses 100% of Lassen, 100% of Modoc, 100% of Nevada, 100% of Plumas, 100% of Shasta, 100% of Sierra, 100% of Siskiyou, and it also covers 9% of Butte County and nearly 17% of Placer County. So, you have an assemblyman responsible for so many counties. He'll be forced to represent the interests of certain counties over the interests of other counties, and those interests sometimes conflict with each other. So, as you can see from what I've just explained, we really have a situation where we're lacking representation. So it gives us standing. We want something. We want more representation. Now the harm is that we don't have representation. The harm is that we've gone to every legislature person in California, and we've gone to them, and each one of them has said, well, you know, we really don't have a plan for this. We really don't know what to do. But, there really isn't any answer to this, because this is the law of the land, basically. This is the law of California, that we have one man, one vote. Our comeback is, well, you know, that's just not the way the Constitution was written. If you look at federal government and you look at the federal model, you have two senators per state, no matter how big or how little. And you have the House of Representatives based upon the population. And the reason for that is because Madison and the folks knew that you'd have to have the townships and the counties and the smaller towns represented, as well as, and remember, we're a republic, not a democracy, as well as the larger cities at the time, like New York and Boston,
Philadelphia.
Charleston, Philadelphia. that's the way that the Constitution works. That's the way it's supposed to work. So we realize that we have harm, and also because no one will do anything. They won't even listen to us. They won't return our phone calls. They won't do anything. So how do we get our voices heard? Well, our remedy is the state of Jefferson. So the remedy is Jefferson in our minds for citizens for fair representation. So that's our remedy. For example, I'll give you a good analogy of that. You're sick. You go to the doctor. He gives you some antibiotic choices. You choose one. We're choosing Jefferson. Now, the court case. The court case cannot create a new state. What the court case can do and will do, and we're confident of this, it'll say, you have standing, you've had harm done to you. So, California, you need to go with the plaintiffs here, And what you need to do is you need to create a situation where they have more representation. How that looks, what that remedy is what you guys negotiate. Now, that could be, you know, one senator for every county. I don't really think that L.A. is going to want to give up theirs. And or it could be, you know, one assemblyman for every 5,000 people, but that won't work for Alpine. That won't work for Sierra County, for those two counties. So if we took the ratio using Alpine County in California of 1,250 people, we would end up with 32,000 assemblymen plus their staffs. Or if we took Sierra County and we wanted an assemblyman for every 2,950, remember that's based upon population. Of course, in California, everything is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That would be 13,560 representatives plus their staffs. So really and truly, as we look at that, the only way we can go to court, the only way we can go and create a situation where the legislative body is forced to give us representation is to go to court. So the deal is that Citizens for Fair Representation is what we are using for the court case. Jefferson, in most of our minds, mm-hmm. is the remedy. Now, if I didn't make that clear.
No, you did.
Did I?
Okay. Yeah, you're answering that. Yep. You're addressing it very well.
Okay. Now, let's talk about the Citizens for Fair Representation. I want to talk about that, and I want to go to an early break here and have Bob go to an early break. You guys need to call in at 605-4567, 605-4567, if you have a question. Also, if you're listening to this right now, I encourage you to have other people listen to it, or we're streaming live on KCNR1460.com, KCNR1460.com.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
The largest and the best, the original Spring Home and Garden Expo at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center today through Sunday, featuring local businesses and exclusive show prices. Building or purchasing a new home? Need to speak with a home mortgage expert? Creating or replacing landscape or planning a garden? Need household improvements, interior design ideas, a home theater, new roof, gutters, fencing, lighting, doors, windows, carpeting, flooring, appliances, cabinetry, countertops, tile, decking, painting, weatherproofing, furniture, pool, spa, or barbecue, or information on telecommunications? Find answers for all your spring home improvement projects. Speak to the experts. Learn the latest in design, technology, and everything green. First 1,000 people through the gates will receive a free plant. See the landscape display featuring new design ideas from Axner Excavating. Be sure to stop by the barbecue competition Saturday for a sample with your paid admission, and Sunday competition honoring our veterans. Visit the Antique Tractor Show. All this and more at the original Home Garden Expo, now through Sunday at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson. It's everything you've been waiting for and more. Find more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
To the east side.
New version for you this morning.
You were saying that was the original version, huh?
Yeah. It turns out Jeanette Dubois, who played Wynonna on Good Times, sang the theme on the TV show. I don't know who was singing the one we were playing, but I was told that was not the original from the TV show.
Oh.
So I found it.
All right. Well, that was the original. Anyway, we're moving on up. That's Jefferson's all about. Moving on
up. You can vote on which version you like better.
There you go. Okay, so we're back about, and we're talking about all the good stuff regarding Jefferson and moving forward with the court case and all the other good stuff with what we're doing. I want to make sure that it's clear that, you know, with Jefferson, you know, we filed all of our documentation and paperwork to be a legitimate entity. And, of course, you know, since we're patriotic in some capacity, we have not heard anything yet. You know, the feds are just kind of dragging their feet and doing the thing that they do. And in the meantime, for the court case, we had to file more documentations. And in order to do that, we filed it as a DBA, doing business as. And a lot of companies, a lot of entities do this. And so what we filed it for, because we can't sue for the state of Jefferson, but we can sue on behalf of the Citizens for Fair Representation. And that's what we're doing. The Citizens for Fair Representation is the DBA of state of Jefferson, and that's what we're doing. And we filed the paperwork. We're just waiting to hear on all the good stuff, but we can operate until, you know, they reject it. But we are operating with it, and most likely they will not reject it, but we are operating, and we've done everything we can possibly do. We've paid our fees. We filed the paperwork. We've done everything that necessary in order to move forward with this. And it's a good way to operate, and it's a good way to keep things clean. So I just want to make sure that that was kind of clear to everybody that this is what we're doing. So the Citizens for Fair Representation is a DBA of State of Jefferson formation. So there you go.
You know, the thing is, the State of Jefferson, us moving toward a new state, is a movement. The Citizens for Fair Representation is a DBA that puts us into the court case. Again, a court cannot have the jurisdiction and does not have the jurisdiction to create a new state. The remedy is lack of representation and dilution of vote needs to be solved. How do we do that? Most of us believe it's a state split. I gave you statistics on what it would look like if we had fair representation. With Alpine County, 1,250 people, for them to be represented, we'd have to have 32,000 representatives. So,
and their staff.
And their staff. So you're looking at 320,000 people. Now,
good Lord.
As we look at this, what about the Citizens for Fair Representation? It is what we're using, the DBA we are using, to go to court. It's not a movement. Do we get a website on that? For what purpose? For blogs? Why would we blog on a website that has to do with a court case? Let's talk about what a court case is. First of all, there's a thing called attorney-client privilege. I know that I was involved with the ACLJ as far as being on a board at one time when they are and still are in the process of going after the IRS. You can't put that information out when the attorney sends something saying confidential. A court case has many things that happen in it. There's different strategies that the attorneys may be throwing out there. There's different things that they may be thinking of. But pretty much the ball is in their court. The plaintiffs, even, are people that will be receiving information from the attorneys. Now, information that can be public knowledge that doesn't jeopardize the case will be public knowledge. And that's why we would use press releases, and Terry Girardi, love you out there, darling, all these great people that would help us, and the word would get out that way. Understand here that, you know, only the clients would receive maybe strategy and updates on the case, and that those updates on the case would be what's going to be public and what's not going to be public. Okay, so really and truly, well, I mean, I hope I'm making that clear. Did I make that clear, Wynn?
Yes.
Okay. So really and truly, I mean, what would be the whole point of that? Maybe somebody has an answer for that one.
Well, you don't show your hand when you're playing poker. You just don't do it. And that's part of the process. It's just a learning curve for everybody involved, making sure that everybody understands that, you know, we can't put that out there. And I'm sure everybody gets that. So we want to make sure we're moving forward the right way and people understand it and they get it. And like you said, what can be shared will be shared.
Yeah, I mean, the idea of, for example, I know that our attorneys have said that basically they want people who talk to the press to have kind of the same the same position.
Yep.
And for the most part, the attorneys would be the ones talking to the press.
Correct.
So, I mean, now Jefferson, what we're doing, the movement, the position, transparency, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But for the most part, in a court case, those types of things are sent. And if any of you have ever been in a court case and you've got something from your attorney, you'll see at the bottom that you're not supposed to share it.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
It'll say confidential or for your eyes only or something to that effect. Yeah.
So let's take a breath and let's maybe I should take a breath.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. This could be Papa Bear gets pissed. Anyway, the thing is that what we need to do is to keep our eye on the goal. My goal is just my own opinion is I believe we need a new state. That's my opinion. I'm entitled to that opinion. Okay? I believe that. I believe that I know that we have been ignored. Mm-hmm. I know that we've gone to everybody in Sacramento and said, if you've got a better idea, we're in. I know that we've gone on the radio and said that. We put that out there for almost a year. Those exact words. If you've got a better idea, you know, Jim Nielsen, Brian Daly, hey, we're in. Tell us. What is it? We'll follow. What do you got? Nothing.
Crickets.
That's right. So that's why we're doing what we're doing. So let's keep our eye on the ball and keep it focused. And tonight, I encourage everyone listening here, and if you're listening and you know 10 people, then you need to email them to get on this call tonight because we've spent some money, and I know that people in this room right here have spent money to make sure that we can get 1,000 people on that call, not 17, not 20. And the phone number again is 712-770-4114 with an access code of 307-268-pound, and I'll say it again, 712-770-4114, access code 307-268-pound or hashtag, whatever trips your trigger.
And that's at 7 p.m. tonight. And keep in mind, you won't be able to do any speaking when you're on the phone like that. You'll just be able to listen. And what typically happens is the main caller, the moderators, they host it doing the same thing, and they have codes to access the phone numbers that are on there. So, like when Mark calls in, they'll take him off mute, and he'll speak, and then when he's done speaking, they'll put him back on mute. And we do that so that we don't have all this background noise from everybody listening, because it's amazing to hear what's going on in the background from a caller when you're in one of those settings, because you'll hear the dogs barking, you'll hear the screen door slamming, you'll hear, I've heard toilets flushing. It's just amazing what you hear. So just be aware of that.
How about ice makers making ice?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The refrigerator.
Putting ice in the cup.
Yep.
You know, one other thing, too, is in a court case, normally, especially when you're doing something to this magnitude, there will be one or maybe two people that will be contacted to get the information out to the plaintiffs, if it's even needed to be sent to the plaintiffs.
Right.
If it's even needed to be sent there. And a lot of times in the court case, too, there'll be a lull period.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have people call and say, well, what's going on with the court case? Well, nothing. I mean, nothing's going on. You know, it's when we file. When we file. That will be a day to celebrate. That will be a day where you wave your flags. Now, something else, too. And I want to be clear on this. Jefferson is the remedy in most of our minds.
Yes.
It may not be the remedy that we end up with.
Right.
However, mm-hmm. the other remedies would be, you know, just a mess for the legislative body of California. One other thing, too, that I've never gotten an answer on. Maybe somebody can answer that out there that maybe has a better idea than Jefferson. That is, okay, how is it that we are in a position now where the northern counties have been, especially Keep It California, has said, you know, the northern counties are broke. You need money. I mean, we were just in Tuolumne County, right, Wynn?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, Cindy Elsmore is like, oh, you know, you guys don't have any money and blah, 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 blah. Well, we found that refreshing, as did Mr. Gray, who is one of the boards of supervisors there Tuolumne, that someone from outside the county was telling them the money that they had. The fun part was that she was using statistics that were about 2 years old, but that's okay.
Yeah.
So the deal is, if we're so horrible and we are not able to carry our own weight, then why in the world doesn't California say, man, we need to get rid of you? If you own a corporation or a business and you have an arm of that business that's not working, do you just keep throwing money at it, saying it's never going to work? You keep throwing money at it? Why would you do that?
You don't. Well, because we have the natural resources up here. We have all kinds of stuff in the North State, in the northern 21 counties, that the rest of the counties do not have, or very few, I should say, possess. And so that's why they're retaining us, and they're going to do their best to tax us out of here. They're going to fine us and fee us out of here and do their best to get the ultimate control. They're doing their darndest right now, and we're paying for it. One of the main things, I mean, not main things, but one of the things that does happen here is that how many of you pay the fire tax fee? You know, you're paying that fee that you didn't get to vote on. A legislator down in Southern California brought it to his constituents in Southern California. They voted on it, and guess what? It passed. Therefore, they voted on a fee or a fine or a tax that you pay for that they don't pay for, and there you go. So how is that fair to you as a taxpayer, as a homeowner, property owner? It's not. It's not fair in any regard. You never had a say on it. So why do we allow that to happen? That's just one of the many things that we know of that, you know, are happening to us on a regular basis. We also need to step up and take ownership. Every one of us owns this. We're all adults. We're all either taxpayers in some capacity. We're homeowners or renters or what have you, business owners, whatever you want to call it. We have our children and our grandchildren here. Do we want to retain them and keep, you know, giving them the life that you choose to give them by living in this area? Or are you going to move out of here like everybody else is going to Texas or Colorado or God only knows where, Nevada, Arizona? So what are you going to do? How do you have skin in the game? And every one of us that lives here has skin in the game in some capacity. So like Mark always says, what's your line in the sand? Where is it? So when are you going to step up, help out, you know, and be active with it? Because it's not going to happen by wishing for it. That's not going to happen. And dreaming about it, not going to happen. Doing something, it will happen. So that's why we are constantly asking for people to help out. You know, and it doesn't have to be a major physical thing that you do. And there are many ways to help and find a way that works for you. You may have a talent that you're willing to share with everybody. Great. Bring it on. Let's see what you can do and how you can help. And that's what we're asking for. We need more people to help out. So,
you know, and okay, a lot of people, and Wynn, you just nailed it. Okay, the things we can do, you know, or how do we stay in touch with what's going on? There is a lot of things. However, it is up to us as individuals to tune in. It's up to us to get on Facebook. It's up to us to listen to this radio program, or you can go to the archive and the podcast. And if you want to listen to a program 2 months ago, it's archived there. There's no way that people cannot get the information on this particular program. We have the Jefferson Messenger, which has been fantastic. Comes out twice a month. I know that Diana Baird and a lot of the ladies work really hard on that. We have a beautiful brochure, beautiful brochure that a lot of people have put together. It's universal. It's something that it's all the same. I know that because we've sent out literally thousands this last week.
Yeah.
And Jan, if you're out there, I need 1,000 more. But anyway, just another county. But I mean, that's what we're doing here. We have a phone call that's set up twice a month on the second and fourth Sunday. A phone call that it doesn't cost you anything because we're paying for it. Doesn't cost you. Some of us took money out of our pockets to pay for this thing. And I'm not saying that because I'm trying to pat people on the back. I'm just saying that's the deal here. You got to get skin in the game, as Wynn said. That happens twice a month. Then we have local committees. Okay, local committees. How often should you meet? Once a month? Okay, well, that's 12 times a year. If you meet once a week, that's about 48 times a year if you're taking a couple weeks off. I know the Shasta Group and many of the other groups meet once a week. They have 35 people in their committee because the more that people get engaged and involved, you may have 5 1 week, but you'll see that grow because people want liberty. How about town halls, nuts and bolts? I know that last night, I believe El Dorado County, God bless them, they went out and did a town hall. Okay, you don't have to be an expert on Jefferson to answer a few questions. Answer the ones you know.
Right.
The brochure answers tons of questions.
Website. Good Lord,
yeah.
Website, yeah.
SOJ51.net.
Yeah.
SOJ51.net.
Got videos up the wazoo on that thing.
There's a nuts and bolts in Glad Tidings Church this Monday night. And that's going to be an update on all this stuff. Steve and Diana Barrett are doing that. Okay? We're doing one in Stanislaus County on the 22nd.
Yep, yep.
Okay? We have that going on. We've got fundraiser events. I mean, people are doing fundraising events every week. Tuolumne County raised $21,000 for the court case. 21 grand. Congratulations,
on
you guys.
One day event.
Yeah. Amazing. Leah, Dave, Brett, you know,
gang,
Mark,
yeah.
All you guys down there, just amazing people. You know, Lou Manor holds a meeting at least every other week. A lot of times once a week down in Colusa County.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have all kinds of different ways to get it. And not only that, but you can call the number on the brochure.
Yeah.
Mark Baird will answer the phone 24 hours a day. I know because I called him last night, and he's in New Mexico. He had to get some sleep because he's flying all day today. But I called him last night because we had something that was urgent that we had to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
And he picks up the phone. Everybody will talk to everybody. And I think that's another thing, too. How about we all work as a team?
Yeah.
If you guys out there want to call each other, call each other.
There you go.
If, you know, we have, you know, Siskiyou, Shasta, and Lassen work together. Shasta, Tehama, and Colusa work together. Colusa and Glenn work together. You guys down there in Placer and El Dorado, you guys are working together. I mean, there's just a lot of really, really neat things. There's no restriction here. There's no saying that you can't work with another county.
Well, and the beauty, too, a lot of us have friends and family in other counties. So it doesn't matter what county you reside in. If you have friends and family in other counties, then get connected with them on what they're doing down there, and if they're not involved, get them involved. You know, they need to understand the importance of what we're doing and why we're doing it. And again, it goes back to having skin in the game.
Wynn just said something that was fantastic. Think about what Wynn just said. How many people here know people in other counties?
Mm-hmm.
How many people in that county know somebody else in another county?
There you go.
If one person tells 10, and 10 tell 10, and 10 tell 10, and 10 tell 10,
right.
You've got it, okay? The other thing, too, I want to just bring up very quickly. Tonight we have a phone call, because you haven't heard this yet, I guess, huh? It's area code 712-770-4114, access code 307268.
Pound.
Or hashtag.
Or hashtag.
Okay, also, we're going to go off here to a break here pretty quick, but I did want to say just one thing, and that is that we need to make sure that we're getting in tune with one another. Work together.
Yeah.
Liberty is the uniting of souls that believe in liberty, which is freedom with responsibility, accountability, and with the help of God.
Well, and you think about what the founders did. There were multiple states working together. Why can't we be multiple counties within a state trying to create a state?
Amen to that.
There we go.
You can call in here at 530-605-4567. 530-605-4567. Time has come.
For 51.
You bet.
Me. Something you call love, but confess you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Racist, hate monger, Nazi, homophobic, Islamophobic. These are words purposely designed to control what you believe. Our progressive society no longer has the ability to debate using logic and reason, so they stoop to rhetoric to manipulate you. Simply put, rhetoric creates a story that will emotionally touch your heart and cause you to respond by feelings, not reason. Only by trusting in God and His Word will you be assured you will not be deceived. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
This is not the beginning. This is not the end. This is not the beginning of the end. This is the end of the beginning. Jefferson.
So in other words, we're starting over. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying. We have Jeff in Anderson. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Jeff.
Hi, I'm doing well. Just by the way, I'm the young Jeff from Anderson, not the older guy. So you know who I'm talking about.
I do know who the older guy is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now I know who the younger guy is, too.
I'm doing really well. And one of the things I didn't get a chance to ask Mark before at a couple of the last different meetings where he was at was, I'm very concerned about, and this may be a little bit premature because I know we're going into the court case, you know, and we still got a ways to go, but I figured it's a good time to start talking about some type of provincialism type for protections for the people that already reside in Jefferson, or people that have resided in Jefferson for 10 years, or the people that were born in Jefferson. Because one of the concerns that I have is, you know, talking to people that I know that have moved away to Idaho, Nevada, and other places, is all those places that they moved to are full of Californians from all over the place, the Bay Area, L.A., everywhere. And, of course, they have the tendency to bring their California values with them. So one of the things I'm concerned about that I'd like to see legally written into the Jefferson Constitution is a way to protect the residents of Jefferson who are already here and have been here or were born here with all kinds of protections for them, not limited to reduced mortgages for buying a home, college tuition, hunting and fishing, all that kind of stuff.
Got it. Okay.
And I think there's a legal way to do that.
Okay, there is.
You know, where you can avoid discrimination, but I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on that.
There is. It's called the Constitution. Which means the rights of everyone will be etched in that Constitution. The rights in that Constitution, like your rights in the Constitution of the United States, need to be upheld. It's up to we, the people, to do it. You have Second Right. Amendment rights that are being taken away illegally. We have many things happening illegally. We have unelected bodies that will create regulation on us illegally. We have BLM, who is illegal. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 of the Constitution. The only land that there is jurisdiction over is 10 square miles, period. The rest of it has to be that of the state saying, okay, you're allowed to do this, federal government. Jefferson will not do that. We will follow our own Constitution. Our own Constitution will be something that will be firm. It'll be something that doesn't have to be changed 500 and some odd times like the California Constitution has been. It'll be something that's etched in stone. Everyone will have the same rights, Jeff. Everyone will have the same rights. And as far as people coming in from another state or coming in from California to try to change things, you don't want that. I don't want that. None of us want that.
Right. Is there a way to, like, legally put in the Jefferson Constitution that you would have to be a resident of Jefferson, for instance, like 10 years before you could run for a state office?
Well, the whole thing is that that might be something that goes in the Constitution, my friend, but the Constitutional Convention is down the road, so show up for it. Have your voice right. be heard. That's what it's all about.
Participation.
Right. All right, buddy. Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Yeah, it's all about the participation. If you want something like this that Jeff is describing, or any number of things, that's where you have to come to the Constitutional Convention. You have to participate. You have to be an active member. You have to have your voice heard and, you know, get things put out there to see where it goes. And that's part of the process. Part of the process will be good and clean. Part of it will be ugly. Like the founders, they had some challenges when they were putting it together. We will as well. So those are the kind of things that we're going to have to address at the time and in a timely fashion.
Yes, remember, this is not the beginning. This is not the end.
It's not the end of the beginning of the end.
It is not the beginning of the end. This is the end of the beginning.
The beginning. There you go. All right. Well, what's next?
Well, the phone call tonight.
Phone call.
Yeah.
Really? Is that the one that's at 712-770-4114? Password 307-268-pound at 7 o'clock with Mark Baird. Is that the one?
That's the one.
All right, cool.
Way to go, buddy. That's the one. Something else, too. I want to encourage folks that are listening to this to get out there and meet more often. I mean, when you look at all the different counties that are really movers and shakers, they're in touch with one another and the counties around them. Every county has a great group of people. I mean, you know, you've got people like even in Susanville, you know, Bev Banghart, what a great lady up there just holding the fort, you know.
Yep.
And how about up in Modoc?
Yeah.
Our good friend.
Old Doug.
Yep. I mean, Doug's up there. You know, he and Ross do a radio program that's very, very good.
Yes.
There's a lot of access to people who do things, you know, not only in the press, but as far as the Shasta Lantern. I mean, you know, Red does a good job with that. He puts out a good paper giving good information.
Mm-hmm.
We have a government now, as you all know, that is just it's run amok. Thank God for Donald Trump at this point. But, you know, we still have to look at things locally. Mark and I were talking about this last night. It really is going to be at the local level.
Yes.
We can talk about all the stuff that affects this, that, and the other, but it's all about the local level. I mean, stop and think about it. We live in a state that wants to secede
from the Union.
From the Union. They want to leave. They want illegal immigration. And as we know, and as of last week, they're going to release, another 9,000 people?
Yeah.
Another 9,000 people out of prison? Another 9,000?
Out of San Quentin.
Out of San Quentin.
San Quentin.
Seriously.
We're not talking about your local county jail where they're just getting DUIs. We're talking about some serious offenders. San Quentin. Good Lord. What are they thinking?
I mean, we've just gotten to a point now where really and truly the law-abiding citizen is the criminal in California.
Yeah.
The law-abiding citizen has the criminal, and the criminal has the rights. That is exactly what's going on here.
And that's how they're going to control us, is through fear and violence. And it's going to be the violence that they're just releasing the hounds out of the prisons, and that's what they're doing. And that's why they're not deporting. They're allowing those criminals come into our country through California borders. And guess what? They're doing what they're doing. That's what they do. They're going to come in and ravage everything. I mean, really? You're going to allow your family to be victimized like that? No, not on my watch.
You know, tomorrow night with Stephen Jackson coming in. There's a lot of good things to learn about the Constitution if you want to learn about the Constitution. This guy is an expert. He'll be coming in, as I said, to Eagle's Nest Church at 3276 Pacelli Lane, Redding, California. He'll be in at the program there starts at 6. But I want to encourage you folks to come at 5:30 for the Jefferson meeting. And, you know, try to make it there by 5:30, because if you wander in at 5:45, you might miss something.
Yep.
So make sure that you're on the spot there. And I think that we're going to go off to our last break here. And we'll be heading off to that here in just a minute. But I would like to encourage people to maybe call in tonight.
At 712-770-4114. Password 307-268-POUND.
Time has come.
Yes, at 7 o'clock for 51.
Turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit soj51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Redding.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
family away from my Carolina home. Had dreams about the West and started to roam. 6 long months on a dust-covered trail. They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me there.
Marshall Tucker. That must be from my Sally Lou. I'll bet she's the one who got that thing going. We love them, don't we, Sally baby?
Great song. I love that one. Okay, well, like with following up on with what Jeff called about a moment ago, getting involved, truly getting involved at any and every level with Jefferson is the best thing you can possibly do for yourself, your family, and for the state. And what we're looking at is, you know, people are wanting to restrict certain things or have certain things limited, if you will, or whatever, however you want to label it. And some things, absolutely. But I don't want to be professing, you know, what they are, because that's not my job. And when you go to the Constitutional Convention, you'll be able to have your words heard. You'll be able to get the word out there. And you want to get involved in the process sooner than later, because when we start doing this process, you'll understand better what's going on and how to handle it and why we're doing what we're doing. It's important that if you have an idea, like he said, you know, maybe somebody has to live in Jefferson for 10 years before they can run for an office. Maybe that's a valid concern. Or if, you know, people are moving in, how do you keep things from turning into San Francisco? I don't know. I'm not the one with that idea and moving that forward. But the Constitutional Convention will, and it'll be a bunch of brilliant minds that currently reside in Jefferson that that will make that happen. And so when that happens, be one of those. Be one of those people that step up and move it forward and do it the right way. And we want to make sure that we do everything above reproach. We want to do it right. That there will be things that you'll be passionate about and you'll be fighting for, and maybe it'll lose. And, or the opposite. Maybe it'll be one of the things that does get adopted. So you really want to be involved and understand the process so you can see and you can be involved. If you live here, you've got skin in the game already, day one. You know that. And our worst day in Jefferson is our last day in California. And keep that in mind. Everything will start changing. The tide will change, and it'll get much better for all of us in a lot of ways. Some of us different in different ways, but it'll definitely get better. So keep those things in mind. There's a lot to think about. There are many, many things that are going to be dealt with and way out of my purview. So you need to make sure that you get involved and do it and be passionate about it and understanding and respectful and responsible about it.
Yeah, and one other thing too. Hey, how about a senator per county? All right. How about an assemblyman for every 2,500 people?
Absolutely.
So, you know, if you see your assemblyman at the local pizza parlor and you say, hey, man, I don't like this or I don't like that. And how about voting? How about that our vote counts again and we don't have lobbyists and everything isn't controlled by money? That'll go a long ways into solving a lot of things
where
we don't have to put restrictions on our citizens.
And those will be some of the things that will be steadfastly adopted. It's not going to be able to lobby everybody. That's, you know, unlike California, that's what they do. And that's how these people in California that are legislative representatives, they go in there at a certain income level and they come out very wealthy. How does that work? Are they being bought off? Every day. So we need to make sure that everybody understands that. That's not going to be tolerated, allowed, or even considered in Jefferson.
It really will be we the people. Again,
yes.
One senator a county.
Yep.
And, you know, one assemblyman for every 2,500 people.
We're going to operate it with liberty, with morality,
absolutely,
and, you know, moral responsibility of with what we're doing.
And accountability to the citizens.
That's right.
It's up to us, folks.
It's
up to us. The buck stops here, because time has come
for 51.
Sovereign Minds is coming up next here at KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. President Trump is putting the best face possible on the Republicans' failure to pass a health care bill in the House.
He may be new to politics, but President Trump is a quick study on political spin. This is how he responded to the GOP health care setback on Capitol Hill.
Perhaps the best thing that could happen is exactly what happened today, because we'll end up with a truly great health care bill in the future after this mess known as Obamacare explodes.
The president billed himself as a deal maker and someone who could cut through government gridlock, but he came up short in the first big legislative test of his young presidency. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Cincinnati's police chief says shots were fired by multiple people inside a